The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Something that people even now still pick for funerals, that wonderful song. We sung it at a funeral here this week. And it does work. I've clicked it. Jolly good. Here we have a young shepherd boy in the first century museum in Nazareth, dressed up as a shepherd boy would have been in Jesus' time. You can see it's not the kind of lamb we might see in this country. There's the kind of lambs we might see in our country. I was desperately looking for a lamb to bring to church, but somebody said it might distract from everything else that we're doing. So we have no real lambs in church. In Israel, the terrain is pretty rugged. Lots of desert, and these scraggly sheep wander all over, somehow making existence from what they find. And here again, is not doing it, Andrew, if you could click for me. Here again at the First Century Museum is a full-grown shepherd with his sheep in a pen. Native sheep are called Awasi. Can you say that? Awasi sheep. They go back way before Jesus was born, these sheep, well known in the Middle East. In fact, they're known as fat-tailed sheep. If you don't believe me, Google it later and you'll see how jolly fat their tails are. No idea why they're called that, but that's what they're called, fat-tailed sheep. It's not doing it, Andrew, thank you. And here we have a shepherd out in the Judean desert leading his scraggly sheep. And notice leading, not herding them or bashing them up the backside to get them to move along. It's not doing it, Andrew. This one should move, hopefully. Yes, a cartoon one I found of Jesus and his sheep. A little bit cartoonish. But a reminder that the sheep occasionally are looking at Jesus. Sadly, sheep can be very silly, a bit like me, a bit like most of us. We wander off, we put our heads down to feed, and we get totally lost. And that's why it's important that we remember that Jesus said, his sheep hear his voice. Because in the desert, if you can click on the picture for me, Andrew, in those days there were predators. They had wolves in the Judean desert. They also had, click for me again, bears, and they also had lions. And apparently today there are still 8 Judean leopards still in the Israeli desert today. Still, those that would go out and kill sheep. So shepherds were important because they protected their sheep. And the next picture is an artist's portrayal of a very clean, white-looking Jesus, who probably wouldn't have looked like that, looking after his sheep, caring for his sheep. And the next picture is a picture I took when I had the privilege to be out there, is of a pen they've discovered in the village of Bethsaida, which is where Peter and Andrew were from. And you can see the little gate at the very front of that small pen. Jesus, at another time in John's Gospel, called himself the gate to the sheep pen. The gate protecting the sheep from running out or from things getting in. Emphasizing again that he's there to protect us in this life, but also from beyond the grave. Now, the next picture is something. Hands up if you've seen Life of Pets. Oh, dear, is it just me? Gosh, it is. Not many of us, or not many of people, being very brave for saying they've seen this picture. Can you click again for me, Andrew? It's not working. How many of you have got a pet dog at home? Be brave. Stick your hand up. A few with pet dogs. Okay, next picture. How many of you got a pet cat at home? Okay. Next one. How many of you got a pet rabbit at home? Keep your hands up if you let it roam round your house. Oh, a few hands going down. Ours did, and it ripped the curtains to shreds. Hands up if you've got a guinea pig at home. Oh, yes. Right, what have I missed? Hamster. Goldfish. Lion. No. Anything else that I've missed? Parrot. Budgie. Dog again. Oh, yeah, well, we had the dog. Okay. There we go. Lots of different pictures of, we've got a newt there, or maybe a lizard. Anybody got any reptiles at home? This is going to be interesting. Absolutely nobody being brave enough to own up to that. Okay. A pet is a big responsibility, isn't it? Maybe not so much a goldfish, but a pet takes some caring for, feeding, cleaning out the pets, keeping it safe when it wanders off, which even house rabbits can do, making sure and bringing them back safe and sound, finding it, bringing it home. And we've heard, haven't we, how a shepherd takes care of his sheep, protecting them. Next picture, please. Jesus tells us in one of his other stories that when one sheep out of 100 goes missing, he'll go, you can count them if you like, he can go and find that one sheep that's wandered off and got lost. But Jesus wasn't talking about real sheep, you'll be pleased to know. He's talking about the likes of you and me. If a sheep wanders off, Jesus goes and finds it. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Saviour and friend this morning, Jesus wants to find you. And that's the exciting part. He loves us. He wants to care for us and care for us beyond the grave as well, so we can live with him forever. Next picture, please. In John's Gospel, Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. There's another picture on that slide of Jesus as shepherd with a fat-tailed sheep, notice, following on behind him. There's no doubt Jesus loves his sheep. So the question is, do you know him? Or are you still lost? Or have you known him? And have you wandered off like many of us do? Use this service as a time to come back and to give your life to Jesus as your friend this morning. Before I ask Jordan to come up here, you've probably heard me tell this story before of a little shepherd boy in, I think it was the Lake District. This is going back to Victorian times, and a preacher went up to his village and was telling the story about Jesus and inviting people to follow Jesus. And this little boy was quite simple in his own special way. And so the preacher said, well, remember those five words, the Lord is my shepherd. And he didn't say any more, this little boy. Later, in the very cold time as it gets in the Lake District, the little boy hadn't turned up. And people were quite worried about him. And when the snow started to melt, they found this little boy lying dead on the mountainside with his hand clasped around the fourth finger. The Lord is my shepherd. So even at that point of death, that little boy had remembered that Jesus would be his friend now and beyond the grave, which is something we all have to face. So I pray that this morning the Lord can be your shepherd. And if you want to know more, then please talk to me or Ruth or one of the others, and we'll happily tell you more about how you can do that.